Well, this weekend, the show A La Liberace opens. Actually, it opened last night, if I'm recalling correctly. And the irrepressible, super sparkly, sequined David Safford joins us on the phone this morning to tell us a little bit more about the show. Hey, David, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Thanks for having me on.
Nice to have you here. You're a UWS graduate, aren't you?
I certainly am, from way back in 1997.
And you come back every so often and do shows there with the UWS Theater Department, or in this instance, Rubber Chicken Theater. The show called A La Liberace. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I'm actually really surprised we were able to bring this big of a show from Portland, Oregon to the Twin Ports. Last Sunday, we flew in, and it was the first time that I ever had to pack so many fragile costumes in my life. I have 3 to 4 big outfits that I was sure I would have rhinestones and sequins coming off, and I'm so glad to say that everything is intact.
I can just picture everywhere you walked through the airport leaving a little trail of sparkles.
Yeah. Well, it does happen a little bit at home. Every once in a while, I'll look on the floor and say, "What's that?" And I'm like, "Oh, it's a pink sequin." But fortunately, I have really, really good costumers who've done such a remarkable job with these outfits that not very often do I have to put a rhinestone back on or, you know, be worried about these outfits. But, man, they made it here, and with the spotlight on them, they look like a big Christmas tree.
Holy cow. So you look as though you've been bedazzled. Tell me a little bit about playing a character. Well, actually, let me back up a step. You actually have... participating in the show, taking part of the show, someone who actually worked with Liberace for many years. Tell us about what his role is in this show.
Yeah, Bo Ayers was Liberace's music director from 1973 through 86, shortly before Liberace passed away. Bo probably did he conducted and arranged the music for about 5,000 Liberace shows. He lives in Portland. That's how we know each other. And he is here. He is here in the Twin Ports, and he'll be conducting. And he's arranged the music for the entire show for a 6-piece band. Man, just the top players here in town. And last night actually wasn't a show. It was a dress rehearsal that we had last night. Our actual opening is tonight. But I could not be more thrilled that Bo is part of this. You know, if I ever have any questions about Liberace or what would he do here, what might he say here, how would he play this, you know, Bo has 5,000 shows in his head, and he can tell me in an instant exactly what would happen.
Well, that was going to be my next question, because obviously, musically, you've got probably the best resource short of Liberace himself there to tell you about the music. But talk a little bit, because obviously your life and Liberace's did not overlap in the sense that you were able to actually know the man. And watching videos of performances can only get you so far. So what are the sorts of things that you've asked Bo to help inform and make your performance the best it can be?
Well, a big part of that is actually the piano music, learning about the piano music that Liberace played. The problem is that Liberace never wrote out his music. There is no sheet music to go by for Liberace. So what I've had to do is I have to go, thankfully, YouTube is a great resource for watching videos of Liberace, his recordings. And I have just, by ear, I've had to go through hours and hours and hours of listening and watching videos to try to play his music exactly as he did it. And there are times where it's really difficult, and I have to go to Bo and say, now, hold on, what is he doing here? Like, what's he actually doing with his hands? And for the most part, Bo is able to tell me what's going on. There are times where Bo's not exactly sure. Often, Bo is in these videos. There's a great video of Liberace in London with the London Philharmonic, and if you see the guy just behind, you see his back conducting the London Philharmonic Orchestra, there's Bo. So a lot of times, Bo's back is to Liberace, and he doesn't actually see sometimes what Liberace is doing, but part of Bo's job was to go to one of Liberace's houses. He would take his tape recorder with him, and he and Liberace would discuss a new medley that Liberace had come up with. And for the most part, Bo says when Liberace had a new medley, he had it all figured out. Bo would once in a while make suggestions of, say, we've been in the key of E-flat for about 2 minutes. Why don't we do the next song in a different key? And Liberace would say, oh, okay. And so Bo would actually offer suggestions to Liberace, much in the same way he offers suggestions to me.
Do you think that there is a challenge to a person who had created a persona that's so much bigger than life? Do you feel challenged to try to communicate the humanness, the realness of this character? Or is the point of this particular show just to highlight that persona that he created?
Well, I play him as close to as he was as possible. Definitely, he was a big personality. he was bigger than life. Fortunately, I don't have to really, a lot of times an actor will heighten part of a character. You kind of make it bigger than life. Fortunately for Liberace, he was already so big that I don't have to add much more to it. His humanness, he had a 40-year career, and most of his humanness in shows is that there was no fourth wall. He always knew the audience was there. So often he walks down into the audience and shows them the rings. He walks down to the audience and lets them feel his fur coat. So he was really just kind of, in performances, he was sort of the guy next door who just happens to have millions of dollars more than you do.
and rings and fur coats and...
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yeah, he... One of the things I enjoy most about playing him is the fact that, he was the richest entertainer in the world, but he had no problem telling the audience that, he had macaroni and cheese for lunch. There's something so wonderful about people, seeing these rings that were given to him by, people like Baron Hilton, or a ring that was given to him when he played a command performance for Queen Elizabeth. And then he shows off these great things, and then he says, I was shopping at Safeway today. I find that really, really amusing. And his audiences did too, and they came back year after year after year to see that and to have him talk to them and play to him. And that's exactly what we're doing. It's not a parody by any means. What we're doing is giving people the closest experience that they could get of the Liberace show.
David, thank you so much for joining us. It's always great fun to talk with you, and break a leg, okay?
Thank you so much, Lisa.
David Safford is playing the title character in A La Liberace at the Mannion Theater. Arts reporting on KUMD is supported in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.